Thank you, Susan and Anne and Kerry and Ben, for leading us into today's psalm. Today we'll be looking at Psalm 13, a psalm of lament. And our real prayer is that it'll touch each one of our hearts as we consider coming close to God and just knowing the peace that only He can give. As we look at the world around us, it's far from peaceful. I think the frustrations of lockdown around the world have boiled out with the death of George Floyd. And we see with the Black Lives Movement, people on the street in huge numbers just protesting against institutionalized racism and problems of colonialism that have never been addressed. We see people suffering in economic depression and many without work. We see in Africa many who have been in lockdown but haven't been able to earn anything and are starving. And we think of places like the Philippines where there's exploitation of children, which has increased fourfold. We see in authoritarian nations, the police who are supposed to protect their citizens have been involved in the most heinous crimes. And it concerns us and it worries us. And like David, we too cry, "How long, O Lord, how long?" It's been a long time since we've been together in church. If you think about it, this is the 15th service that we've had. And the last service that we had in the church was on the 15th of March. Last week it was just so lovely to hear the children just tell us what's on their hearts, the good things and the bad things, how they're missing family and friends and school. But there's so many more in our congregation that are struggling as we think of the many elderly folk who live by themselves, and this has just caused incredible loneliness for him. Single folk again just struggling with loneliness and living without friendship and without companionship. There's just so many people that are struggling, those who are worried about their jobs and have been put on furlough and uncertain as to what their financial future is. The many young folk in our church who are either at university or thinking of going to university or finishing school, and their lives are just in limbo and have no idea what the future holds. And it almost seems that God has turned His face away from us as we cry out to Him. And we wonder how long it will take. There's anguish in our souls, and we long to have that sparkle in our eyes again. But the problem is, as we go through all of these things, it just causes us to focus more and more on ourselves and what's going on in our lives, and we become very self-centered. So how do we express these deep fears, these hurts that we have, without it being all about ourselves? And I'd like to suggest to you today, as we go through Psalm 13, that it's through lamenting, drawing closer to God, that we find the answers that we so long for in this crazy world in which we live. So what is a lament? Lamenting is just honestly talking to God about our fears and our worries. It's drawing close to Him. It's a form of prayer, but so much more than an expression of sorrow as we travel through a broken world marred by sin and suffering. It helps us as we live between the chaos of our world and the hurt and suffering in our world, and that of a sovereign God who cares and loves for us. It enables us to see the world through a biblical lens, and instead of seeing it as we see it, or as the world sees it, we see the world as God sees it. And that enables us to realize that eventually there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, and God will wipe all the tears from our eyes. John Piper puts it this way: God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. And I hope today, as we finish the Psalm 13, each one of us will be able to say that we are satisfied in our God. So let's hear the psalm again as Jono reads it through to us.
How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me.
Today I'd like to suggest to you that there are four essential elements of lamenting from Psalm 13. The first thing we realize is that we need to turn away from the world and turn again to God. Verse 1 says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And that how long speaks of impatience. We, like David, long for our worlds to be back to something of normality, for this lockdown to end. Sometimes we feel afraid and alone, and we cry out to God, but it seems He's turned away from us. But we know it's not God who's turned away, but we've turned our eyes to the problems and the things of the world. And we know God's ways are not our ways. The Lord's timing is perfect. The other thing we know for certain is that God never forgets. Isaiah 49:16 reminds us that he writes our names on the palm of his hand. We need to come to God again and just bring him our sorrows and struggles. Remembering that greatest example of all, Jesus, separated and dying on the cross, he calls out to God, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Today we need to turn back to God. Secondly, we need to lay our issues humbly before God, honestly before God. We see in verse 2, "How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" I don't know if you're like me, but I've spent hours considering where we're going, what's going to happen in the future. We know from statistics that 85% of what we worry about never happens, but we still worry. We know from John 6 we can't add an hour to our life. We know that God cares for the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, and yet we still worry. We know the verses tell us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's what we need to be doing today, coming humbly before God, just laying our thoughts and our hearts before him. Psalm 30 verse 5 reminds us, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." Consider those in the scripture who waited for years and years for deliverance. The man at the pool at Bethsaida, he'd been there for 38 years. That woman who came to Jesus had been crippled for 18 years. Paul cried out and again for the thorn in his flesh to be removed. But God's grace is sufficient for us, and his power is made perfect in our weakness. It's when Christ is working in our lives and we're focused on him, then we are strong. Thirdly, I'd like to suggest to you we need to boldly come to the throne of grace and ask for help. Verse 3 and 4 says, "Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I'll sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall." That reminds me of that story of the persistent widow who came again and again and again, so that all her fears and her worries would be heard. Because of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and lay our requests before God. And seeking God's help while we're in pain is an act of faith. If we trust in our own abilities and strength, we go nowhere. But as soon as we come to God and allow God's Spirit to work in our lives, he gives light to our eyes and our hope is restored. Lastly, I'd like to suggest to you we need to choose to trust in Christ alone. Verse 5 and 6 give us an amazing picture of what happens when we do trust in Jesus. "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." Don't focus in on what you don't have. Just allow God to open your heart to those daily blessings that he provides. As we go through this affliction, we know that affliction strengthens our character, makes us more and more like Jesus. I saw a lovely quote, "Humble submission stops the tongue and quiets the heart. Lamenting allows us to renew our commitment and our trust in God as we navigate the brokenness of life." And verse 5 and 6 shows three important elements of true lamenting. The first thing is trust. And I'd like to read to you from Psalm 37, verse 3 to 5. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this." And through trusting in God, it leads us into rejoicing. Remember when Jesus started his earthly ministry, he quoted Isaiah 61. And those words are just as true today as they were all those many years ago. Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom from darkness, give comfort to those who mourn, give a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of joy instead of mourning. And he gives us a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And that rejoicing leads us to praise. Don't these words from Isaiah and the Psalms just raise your heart in praise? As we have that new birth into a living hope, an inheritance that'll never perish or fade. And he's given us his Spirit that fills us and fills our hearts with his love. Martin asked last week, how is your soul? This week I'd like to ask you, how is your faith being strengthened by this crisis in which we live? And whatever is going on in your life, I just pray that you will trust in Christ alone. And I'd like to end again with those verses from Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verses 22 to 26, remembering that the Jewish people were in despair and starving after Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonians. And it reads, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lament before God, bring all your sorrows and your fears, be still before him and allow him to lift you up. He has your name engraved on the palm of his hands. Come before him with rejoicing. Great songs like Charles Wesley's And Can It Be come to mind, and I'd just like to read you a couple of verses from that. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for oh my God, it found out me. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. Today call on Jesus again. Lay your requests before him. Lay your requests and have confidence in the God who is unchanging, faithful, eternal. So let's close as Fiona sings Faithful One to us. Sing with her and allow the Holy Spirit to bring peace into your life in whatever storm confronts you.